Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
This episode is dedicated to Thierry Doible. Hello, Thierry. Apologies for the deception, but I wanted to make sure you started reading, so I thought it best not to announce myself.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Protocol. Episode 16, Antisocial.
There was a peppermint tea bag in the back of the cupboard. Thought it might be better than coffee, considering... well...
thanks.
Do you want to talk about it?
I... Christ, I still shake when I think about it.
It's okay.
Come here.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm all right. Just a lot, you know. I haven't seen someone die since.
Yeah.
I went back afterwards. Couldn't just leave her. Tape player was gone and she'd stopped speaking. And when the paramedics turned up, they just called it straight away. Said she'd been dead for ages.
But
I heard her talking about drowning. Paramedics just wanted to treat me for shock. They kept telling me there was no way she could have been walking with that much water in her lungs.
What are you saying?
I don't know. Maybe that I'm finally losing it.
I believe you.
No, you don't.
I'm serious. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I know exactly what happened, but I don't think you just saw a body and freaked out. That's not the Alice I know.
Same. And it's not like it's any weirder than half the stuff we read here.
Thanks, guys. Maybe... I know it's selfish, but I kind of hoped I'd paid my horror dues working here, you know?
I think there's plenty of it to go around at the moment.
Well, cheers for the pet talk and all, but we should probably get on. The last thing I need is Lena getting on my case on top of everything else.
You're sure you're okay to work?
Yeah, I already wasted most of Sunday crying about it. Anyway, odds are Freddy will spit out a transcript of the whole thing. Least I can do is make sure it's filed properly, right?
So that would be Z for zombie, or... I'm just going to... yeah.
https://www.magnus.com/ vidclick.com/@MadamElectrum. 150 following. 137.4k followers. 1.67m likes. The Madam will see you now. Hashtag gothgirl. Hashtag lifestyle. Hashtag beauty. Hashtag alternative. Hashtag aesthetic. MadamElectrum.wordpress.com. Videos. Madam E/Inksoul. Tattoo reveal. 30/10/2023.
Hey guys, it's the one you've been waiting for. I know, I've had so many messages. When's it gonna be? When's it happening? Well, here we are. Madam Electrum coming to you live with the Tattoo Terror themselves, the one, the only, Inksoul.
Hey.
So for any of you sweetums who have been sleeping on this, Inksoul is the tattoo CEO, period. No cap, their designs are incredible, and only for the true uber goth. Ain't that right?
That's what they tell me.
And let me say, they are the absolute GOAT. So I'm here for my very own, completely personalized, absolutely aesthetic, totally vegan, bougie ink. For free?
That's right.
This is seriously, I'm going in straight blind, trusting the process, and I am a full-on Inksoul stan. So as I finna get marked, make sure you're following me on socials, sub to my YouTube and OnlyFans, if you know, you know, and sending those likes.
You ready for your heart's desire?
I'm literally shaking, but what's the worst that can happen?
Let's find out.
Is it over?
Take a look. What do you think?
Oh wow.
Now get out.
Videos. Recent Inksoul rumors. 19/12/2023.
Hey guys. So, you've all been asking, and yeah, your fave thick and perky kinder goth is finally finna spill on the whole Inksoul drama. Now, y'all know I'm not one to sip when there's tea, even when they're mutuals, but this is super hard for me, cause like, y'all know I'm kind of in a situationship with them ever since I got that heart tat, and I don't wanna throw shade. But I gotta be savage, cause something been living rent-free, and I gotta talk about it, you get me? So like, since getting that ink, I've been feeling amazing. And I admit, I might have got a bit extra simping on Inksoul. So you knows your girl was sliding into their DMs. Holla to all them other thirsty girls. And I got into a bit of a kiki. We was chatting about their work, how much I love it, and your girl got to asking where they got their ideas, cause like, obviously I'm no cap jelly of their skills. So they was all like, secrets, and sure, but that got me sus, cause like, we were high-key vibing, then suddenly they're just like, dead, you know? Anyway, after that, we were both hustling, as we doing, and don't talk for a while, and then from nowhere, they're like, so, are you a real goth or not? And I'm like, I'm more goth than you can handle. And they just send me, from Vision Ruled, Thursday, 2:30 a.m. Takes a tick for me to clock that it's three words, but when I look it up, turns out it's this patch up in Highgate Cemetery. Natch, I was in. Sure, it's a bit sus, but also like, that's Gotham Central. No way I'd pass up the chance to vibe with Inksoul there. Even if it was a bit of an after party, you feel me? So I sneaked in, allegedly, and there they were chilling in the dark with a big ass spade over their shoulder. Big mood, am I right? I figure your girl is in for a spooky treat, bit of role play, but they're just still straight dead with me, just tell me to follow, so I do. We head on through the graves, and then they point to one of them and just give me a look. I was no cap shook, and then they just said, dig.
Bruh.
I laughed, cause like, the hell? But they were serious. I thought you were goth, they said. Now your girl is hella goth, but this was just nasty. So I told them they were out of pocket and they just give me the look again and whisper, don't make me break your heart. And I'm telling you, I could feel the words in my chest, you know? Brutal. That does me, so I'm out there like that. Now, I ain't no fool, and I know crazy when I peep it, so I bail. But that ain't the whole story, oh no. Cause I know some of you seen on the news the next day there's this whole thing about someone breaking into Highgate and no cap, robbing graves. Now I know what y'all are thinking, and hell no I ain't gonna call it in, but like, y'all gotta know what's up. And like, where does Inksoul get all their ideas, huh? Are they really all that? Or maybe, they're just biting stuff from some moldy old bodies. Nasty. Your girl is goth, not a ghoul. And I am done with Inksoul. That's all I got time for right now. I'll be back with another vid next week. Until then, dark love to all my creepy sweeties and latest haters. Peace.
Videos. Madam E. OMG, that call out video. 19/12/2023.
Hey guys, Eminem here with another update. Y'all probably heard by now that Inksoul dragged me on their channels. It was vicious, pick-me trash, and everyone bought it, and their stands are seriously extra, cause yeah, there's been proper hate at me. And you know, I try to rise above, but it's hard. I'm a good person. I'm such a good person, but I've been getting call-outs, death threats, they even doxed me, and then the cops turned up trying to pin all that grave-robbing BS on me. It was total bull. I didn't do jack, but Inksoul did me dirty, so now I guess we're ops? They are a psycho, but no one believes me. I've wanted to talk about this stuff for time, but I knew if I did, they'd turn on me and give y'all totally the wrong idea. And now everyone's taking their side, and it's not... It hurts. All that hate, all those people wanting me dead or worse, I can feel it. No cap, it hits right here. It's like y'all are bees stinging me over and over right in the heart. I don't know if the camera's picking it up, but you can even see it. That's not okay. I'm not okay. I just wanted y'all to listen, but instead. I'm gonna be taking some time away from socials. Big thanks to all of you who've been stepping up for me, but I can't. I just can't.
Videos. Madam E. Help. Unposted. 03/01/2024.
Hey everyone. I've been getting a lot of worried comments on my last vid, so I wanted to update. I've got to be quiet. Not meant to have my phone. So since the last vid, things got worse. Started getting dodgy mail, and someone set my door on fire. The cats are okay, but I had to move back in with Mum and Dad, and now I'm in the hospital. There's something wrong with my heart, but they're not sure. It hurts. It hurts so much. Mum says it's stress, but the doctors say it's an infection from the tattoo, but I know it's more than that. I just want it to be noticed. I don't deserve this. Please. Please just stop. The views are cutting me. The comments hurt. I'm done. And
Alice, are you?
I'm fine. Damn it, I'm getting a coffee.
We should probably.
Yeah. takes second I'm not around. Christ, what now?
What now? Sit. Look, maybe you didn't notice, but no one is at their desks and the caseload tonight is...
Sit down.
Are you stupid?
Excuse me?
I said, are you stupid?
I don't...
Because that is the only possible explanation I can find for why you would think it was appropriate to bring an external into our offices.
I just thought it might be safer if they were in a controlled environment.
Safer? You marched a dangerous asset right through the office without taking any precautions. For goodness sake, you gave her a tour. You introduced her to your colleagues. That poses a completely unacceptable risk to personnel.
I was with her almost the whole time. Besides, Lady Mowbray is a lady. An actual married into the House of Lords lady. It's not like I was holding doors open for Mr. Bonzo or anything.
You have no idea how dangerous she is.
No, I don't, because you don't tell me anything.
And I will keep it that way until you have proven to me that you can be trusted to think before you act.
Or I die, right? Because I can't help noticing that you're happy to send me out alone to meet all these dangerous externals that you were too afraid to even let into the building.
Gwen, if the OIAR is to function, it is imperative that the externals respect us and the boundaries we impose upon them. Otherwise...
Fine. No externals on site. Understood. Happy?
It's becoming clear to me that you are struggling with your new position. And so I think it might be best if you
Give me another assignment.
Gwen.
You can't take this away just because I did something you never bothered to tell me not to. You're always going on about how difficult it is to find reliable staff. Then why don't you try actually training me for once?
Would you even listen?
There's one way to find out.
I will consider it. You may go.
The Magnus Protocol is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell and directed by Alexander J. Newell. This episode was written by Alexander J. Newell and edited with additional materials by Jonathan Sims, with vocal edits by Lorianne Davis, soundscaping by Tessa Vroom, and mastering by Catherine Rinella, with music by Sam Jones. It featured Billy Hindle as Alice Dyer, Shahan Hamza as Samama Khalid, Anusha Battersby as Gwen Bouchard, Lorianne Davis as Celia Ripley, Sarah Lambie as Lena Kelly, with additional voices from Jonathan Sims. The Magnus Protocol is produced by April Sumner, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell, Danny McDonough, Lynn C., and Samantha F.G. Hamilton, and associate producers Jordan L. Hawke, Taylor Michaels, Nicole Perlman, Cetius de Raven, and Megan Nice. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy and Aurora Award-winning author Primi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives' own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. From the Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and the would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October the 27th, 2020. 26 and is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/NOVEL.